Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. Hey, last episode, I mentioned how I had not really used my Instant Pot much and thought I would definitely do that. And so I found, at least for me, when I make hard-boiled eggs, I want my hard-boiled eggs, like, call me weird, call me crazy, hard. And I love them. I'm not sure why, but I just do. And for me, 10 minutes in an Instapot seems to work. The other thing I did in the Instant Pot, and still haven't quite got them mushy but cooked, is carrots. And here's the thing that I am finding I like a whole lot, and that is I basically take a carrot. I usually take about four, and I cut them into pieces, I don't know, 2 to 3 inches long. So if it's a 6 or 7 inch carrot, I cut it into 3 or 4 pieces. And I'm thinking this might be a mistake, because if it's a thick, if it's a bigger carrot, that bottom end is kind of thick. And I also cooked it for 10 minutes, and while they were hot and yummy, and the other thing I'm doing that I don't think most people do is I do wash them off, but most people peel the carrot, and you're missing a lot of the fiber when you do that. And I don't know why, for me, a carrot with the skin on it is just yummier. I don't know what the deal is, but I have yet to get them, quote, mushy. Like where you can, like when I stick a fork in it, I gotta, you know, I don't have to put a lot of effort into it, but I have to put some effort into it. But I did that, and then I used the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter spray to spray a little butter on that, and it's quite yummy. If I were to do this again, and also all I'm doing is dumping in a cup of water. And if I were to do this again, I might sprinkle in some cinnamon or brown sugar, maybe. Either one of those, I think, would be good. I've never tried that, and that's kind of the whole point of the show, is trying new things. But on the other hand, now I'm sitting here thinking about it. Yeah, but you know what? Carrots with butter was pretty dang yummy. And so I mentioned this last episode, that when you're doing something for the first time, it's not going to be perfect. So the next time I do carrots, I might go up to 15 minutes. I am finding that the Instant Pot is more popular for being a pot and not so much for being instant. It was nice, because what I did is I chopped up the carrots, dumped in my cup of water, and set it to 10 minutes, and then went to doing, I cooked pork chops on a grill, which is always easy because you turn the grill on and you throw the pork chops on and flip them over a couple times until they're done, and then you take them off. That one's not that hard, and it was quite yummy. So that was another thing I've done here. It's funny because I was thinking here that I can't remember if I told you about Not Chipotle. And this is where, this is something, again, I think we just have to get the mindset of being open to try new things. So I'm going to tell you about Not Chipotle right after this. This is something I've really been enjoying eating because it takes next to no time to make, and it's filling. And I call it Not Chipotle. Now, why do I call it Not Chipotle? Because I go to Chipotle a lot. And if you look at the salt content of Chipotle chicken, it is through the roof. And that's what kind of gives it its zip, I think. But I was like, huh, okay. So when I go to Chipotle, this is what I get. I get a bowl with chicken. I don't get anything else. Then we go right to the other kind of area of Chipotle. And I get mild salsa, so some tomatoes in there. I add a little bit of lettuce and cheese. So it's pretty boring. But again, the idea here is I'm trying to go healthy. And brown rice, I forgot that. Chicken and brown rice. And so the one day I was like, okay, I don't have time to go to Chipotle, but I had a bag of chicken. And this is usually like some sort of romaine lettuce or American blend or something of that nature. You know, the bags of lettuce you can get at the store. So I cut out the top, grabbed a big, I have these big giant salad bowls, dumped it in there. And then I bought some pre-cut chicken and threw it in the microwave for a minute. Also, here's a tip. I've been doing this a lot. If you've got the budget, I buy a large stack of just super simple paper plates and I microwave stuff on that. And that way I don't have to clean the plate. I just throw the plate away. So I microwave the chicken, throw that in there. And while it's still warm, put just a little bit of mozzarella, shredded mozzarella cheese on that. While I'm doing that, I have put in a instant brown rice in a cup. So you throw that in there, nuke it for a minute, it's done. If I had baby carrots, or not baby carrots, well, if I had baby carrots, I'd put those in there too. Why? Because it's a salad. I realize that's not Chipotle. Or tomatoes. I would throw those in there as well. And when I'm done then, because I kind of am used to this kind of red version of this, I use French, I have fat-free French dressing. And I think it's a mixture of the chicken. Also, if I have an egg lying around, a hard-boiled egg, which I made in my Instapot, I'll throw that in there. So it ends up being a pretty huge salad. And that's the point. When I get done, it's quite filling. And I think it's partly due to the brown rice. I love the French dressing. I've never used, I don't know where I was at, and they didn't have Italian, and they didn't have any kind of vinaigrette. And I'm like, I guess I'll try French. And I love red French dressing. It's really pretty cool. And I call it not Chipotle because it doesn't taste anything like Chipotle. But it's got all the same ingredients, kind of, aside from their, the biggest thing you're missing is the salsa. And I just replace that with French dressing and, or like I said, sometimes if I have like baby tomatoes, I'll throw those in there and it's quite yummy. And the beauty of this is it literally takes 2 minutes to make and you are full when you're done. Now, this isn't going to work if you're doing keto because it's got 26 carbs in it. It's got 24 grams of fat. That is primarily from the cheese. So if you get rid of the cheese, that's got 12 grams of fat in it. It's got 70 grams of protein in it. And because I bought pre-made chicken, I bought some Tyson kind of fully cooked diced chicken. That had a lot of salt, much like Chipotle. 660 milligrams of salt. But it looks like it is 595 calories, which again, that's a pretty full meal. But it's like for two, and for me, I eat the whole thing. You could easily split this with somebody. But on the other hand, I am not full the rest of the evening. And I usually know if I'm going to make not Chipotle, I will kind of leave some room in the snack area. I won't eat a snack to leave that. And it's yummy, it's filling, and it takes 2 minutes to eat. So enjoy not Chipotle. So I didn't really do a new recipe this week. I did play with the Instant Pot with the carrots and the hard-boiled eggs. And again, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving's not for you. And but it does remind me that I need to find a new recipe. That was the whole point of this podcast, was to try something new. So that will be coming in the next episode, along with some tips from, as I affectionately refer to as, the woman in the tube. From Amazon. Sometimes the cool kids call her Lexi. We'll be talking about some cool things you can do with Lexi in the kitchen.